Welcome back to the Chew New Podcast, a new edition for this week. We're starting something new where we're going to go ahead and do something every week before we start up. Today's episode, we have a great group of young ladies here to talk to. And we want to give a kind of like a moment of silence for one of their members that recently passed away in September 26. Unfortunately, she was taken away from us too soon. Great drummer.
Minerva Loredo.
Yes. Our hearts and prayers go out to their family.
It's a difficult time. It happened on September 26th.
Yes. And this year. So what we want to do right now as a dedication to her is a moment of silence. Thank you so much. All right, guys, y'all ready?
Let's do this.
Ready? Let's rock and roll. Slide on in and just that sound. We got the groove that's going around. In our town where talent shines. Chewing through is on the line. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. We're diving deep with the local crew. Stories untold. Now take the stage. Turn the vibe up. Let's engage. From the beats to the streets. They're speaking now. Light up the heart. Showing why and how. Feels like the spot. Stars are rising, oh me, oh my. Yeah, we chew the scene, discussing all, no in between. Ill to cool, we flip the script with every tale from every lip. So if you're near, come lend an ear. We're spinning tales for those to hear. Chew and ew, where magic's real. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing Podcast. Guys, we are for a special treat. Thank you so much for the very beginning of the podcast and respectful moment. But, you know, today we have a special group of young ladies in the podcast.
Don't I know it?
No, and I know we're excited to get to it.
Yeah, because sure.
I personally saw them for the first time ever at Alfresco about a couple of weeks ago. I was a judge for the Empanacadas, by the way.
Yes, you were.
Gotta do it again.
You actually stopped.
Gotta do it again.
Eat empanadas to listen to their music.
And I didn't stop.
Well, so, not really. But today on the podcast, we have the Texas Sweethearts. From Westlake, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
You guys, I know again when they got here, they were like, "Oh, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting there, I'm sitting here, I'm here." No, I like the camera's here, I like the camera. And you know what? Mom won. Mom won. She sat them where they had to be seated.
Oh my god, is that what I look like?
Oh yeah.
Which one of them said that?
You know what Mama says. Yeah. Yeah.
She's on that side.
All right,
but no, guys, enough of that. But guys, welcome to Chewing New Podcast. I appreciate you guys coming
on.
Thank
you. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Start from left to right. Names. Give us some names.
Amanda. I'm the third daughter, youngest. The baby.
All right.
Okay. And Elise is my oldest.
There you go.
All right.
And then Diana is my second oldest.
All right.
Okay.
And I am Mari.
The momager.
Nice.
And what are we talking about today? We're going to talk about where it all started from. And I like what she said.
It started from the womb.
How many stories have I heard start like that?
Did she come out with you?
Oh my gosh, thank God she did not. I'm glad she did not.
You started out with the corner kid. Watch out, we're going to be a hit. That's awesome, ladies. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. You know, how the band started, and I mean, and just take us on the journey. What's going on? Talk to us.
Well, I guess I'll talk about that.
Go for it.
My name is Mari de Hoyos, and ever since I was little, I enjoyed music. I was born in Reynosa, Tamaulipas. And we lived close to the bull ring where they. That's where we lived close
there
to.
There you go.
And they would have music every day blaring from the speakers. And so I remember the music. I remember singing along with it. I remember waking up early and just listening to the songs and singing along with it.
Right.
So ever since I was very young, I knew that music was going to be something important to me. Didn't know how, but I knew that it would be. And came over to the United States and My mom and dad, my dad is Mariano Jurado, and he was a deacon at the church. And so I was very involved with him because he would take me wherever. Like, I guess my mom would probably say, llévate uno de ellos. So he would take me, you know, so I'd be going with him. And pretty soon, you know, I would see him playing in the choirs. And his instruments were everything to him. And so he would lock them up when he would leave home.
Of course.
He would lock them up, make sure that we didn't mess him up.
And, yes.
But I knew how to get into his closet. I knew how to get in there. And I would hide in the closet and I would take out the guitar. And he had this little diagrams for where to put your fingers. And
right.
But since I knew the music, I knew how to sing. I knew about the tempo and stuff. So I would figure them out. And my goal was to show him that I knew how to play the guitar.
Andale.
And so when I learned a song, I remember it was Cariño.
I learned
that song.
Okay.
It was the first song that I learned. And I said, you know, I have a surprise for you. So I showed him, and he was like, when did this happen? When did this happen? And he gave me his prized guitar.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
And then from there on, I started playing with the church choir. And to me, that meant everything. I was in junior high when I started playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me was so exciting. I get home and put the books aside and start playing with the guitar and trying new songs and things like that. I would record myself, and then I would record again and do the harmony to it, you know, those little cassette things.
Hey, you were already doing the whole tap
dance
thing.
I would have a lot of fun with that. That would just, you know, that's how I used up my days, you know, with the music.
Awesome.
I met my husband, my future husband, and he asked me if I could teach him how to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, yeah, I think
niche,
I can
bro.
Do that.
That was a niche. That was a niche. I'm going to ask her to teach me, but I'm not going to learn.
Exactly.
You want to be close to her?
That's exactly how it was.
I knew it.
So I was trying to teach him, and then my dad, you know, he caught on to it, and he's like, you've been teaching him for quite a bit of time now. I need to see how much he's learned.
I'm on those guys.
So from there on, you know, he started like, okay, I really need to like impress him. I need to impress him. And he did, you know, he did. And so now it was not just me in the choir. Now he was in the choir too.
And
so he learned to play the guitar, and then he taught himself how to play the bass. And so after that, at that point is when I would get hired to sing for a dinner, a birthday party or something, and I would go and show up. And a lot of times, even now, I would ask myself, what am I doing here? And so, you know, it's just I want to share music, you know.
Right.
And so, I would push myself because, you know, I'm very shy.
Yeah.
And so I would go and I do it anyways. And then we started having a family. And I like to joke around that my mom would say, Mari, whenever you find the one who you think is going to be it, you need to check off a list. You need to have a list of what you want in a partner, you know? And so she would tell me those things. And in my mind, it's like, okay, he can't drink alcohol. I don't want somebody who's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a list, right? And I was checking it off. You know, he was very nice, and he would go to church, and he didn't say bad words and stuff like that. So I was like, check. But it finally got to the point where I asked him, well, you know, how many kids do you want to have when you have a family? And he said 2. And I wanted 8. He wanted 2. I wanted 8. So we compromised on 7. So we ended up having 7 kids.
She was stuffed after the first
There's another batch.
I can only
imagine that conversation.
Two
is great.
2, I was like, what?
8.
Yes.
Yeah, I said,
he should
have said,
it didn't scare him away. He got to work.
No beer, no, 18 kids.
So yeah, that's how that went. So, you know, like, I like to say that, yeah, he wanted 2, I wanted 8, so he compromised on 7. And, you know, soon, You get married, start a family, and put the guitar aside and start raising them and feeding them and all those sort of good things.
I hear you.
But, you know, music had always been such an important part of our lives.
Awesome.
At some point, you know, we got together with a group that we called Mari y Sus Anhelos.
Okay.
And the same thing, we just get home, you know, go to the house and practice. And pretty soon somebody would say, you want to come play at our barbecue party? And so we would go and play and so forth. That didn't last long because one of our musicians was, he would be a migrant. And so he'd go work up north and then we were left with only two in the band. I was like, but at that time is when Amanda, she was in school and one of her buddies was shot accidentally by another little friend who found a gun.
Oh no.
And so she volunteered me with her teachers. She said, if my mom can sing for my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to talking with a teacher and I went to sing at that baby girl's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it just never stopped. From there, it was like another funeral, another. And so then, I started singing in those occasions and then weddings and quinceañeras at the church, you know, but like never advertised or anything. It was just word of mouth, but it kept me busy.
That's
kept me
awesome.
Very busy. And it was great because the kids were at school and I could do that while they were there and then be home when they come back.
That's awesome.
And then we started, I took the kids to a festival that would take place here in Weslaco, a music festival with the Winter Texans. They would have it here every year. I think it was in the month of February, if I'm not mistaken. I had the kids with me. I believe that they had a doctor's appointment. And so I had to take them. They were with me. I said, if you guys behave, I'll take you to the festival afterwards. So they.
Doesn't do that, parents. If you behave.
If you behave.
All seven of you.
Yes. All seven of you.
Even you.
Even you.
I was only like, if you behave, I'll take you to the festival. And they did. And so we ended up going to this festival. And, I was alone. I didn't have my husband helping me at that time. And so they were grabbing each other's hands and we picked our place to sit down and we were hearing music and it was very exciting for me. I hadn't been to one of those. I know that they would happen every year, but we wouldn't go.
Right.
And all of a sudden Elisa gets lost. And so I do not see her with us. And so in my brain, I'm like, okay, how do I go look for her with the rest of the kids? Do I take them with me? And while I'm trying to figure out how am I going to go about it, I hear from the stage, there's a little girl here who says her mommy can sing.
Oh, my God.
And so I looked up there.
The
yes, exactly.
Okay.
I knew what I had to do.
It was a plan.
It was planned out.
I was, I looked up and there she was.
I was so proud.
She was so proud.
You should be. You should be.
Yes.
She wanted you.
Those were my thoughts, exactly. So they said, let's get the mommy up here,
Oh my God.
So all this time in my head, I was like going, okay, I've always told them to, whenever they want to do something, that they should go for it and not be shy and not be afraid. And so this was my time to prove to them that what I was teaching them was true. I went up there and the people in the front row took care of the other kids. I went up there. They lent me a guitar and I sang One Day at a Time.
I
sang it both in English and Spanish.
Awesome.
And my knees were knocking. My knees were trembling. I remember even my lips, I felt like they were quivering and I felt like they could see it. Like they could see. And my eyebrow was like twitching. I was just so nervous.
Put your mouth behind the mic. Just don't move. Don't move. Don't move.
Don't cry.
Eye contact.
Don't start crying right now. Wait till later.
I sang the song. The whole day, everybody was clapping. I was like, okay, I did it,
Right.
And then the MC for that stage said, would it be all right if I take you to the next stage?
Would it be nice if there's a money behind that?
So they lent me that guitar and down from the stage and they helped me with the kids and went to the next stage and I sang another song. And so there was a couple of stages and they took me there. Out to the next one, the kids tagging along and they were, Lisa was just so happy.
I was proud.
That's my mama.
I'm finally at a festival and there's musicians everywhere and bands and I'm like, my mom's supposed to be up there.
We got some comments that came in. It just said that Queens are the real deal. The way they put the soul into it. Elisa on the accordion is thebomb.com. And then we got Cacahuate just told me right here. Here we go. Margaret Caete, let them talk. No, he also mentioned here, he goes, awesome band, they play great. Also, I have somebody here by Ali Lucy O'Queen. This is Hi Homies.
Hey.
Got that one. I got Brandon Lopez, one of the gentlemen, one of our artists that was here last time. Oh. Boy, let me get on the podcast. Buddy. It might be until January, homie, because we are booked. And last but not least, big old Brian Davis from the Average Boy Podcast.
Oh, what's up,
fellas? Man, what's going on, buddy? But yeah, so you pretty much put your mom right on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as so children tend to do.
They tend to do.
1,000 cookies. Yeah, my mom can do that. No problem.
Right.
No
problem. Mom, I need 1,000 by tomorrow. So, I mean, let me get the answer from the daughter. I mean, seeing your mom on stage at that age, mm-hmm. I mean, what was your thoughts? I mean,
how did you know?
I just was very proud. I knew she could do it because of seeing her in practice at home. And I just felt like it needed to be bigger, more people. It wasn't just in the living room.
Right.
It was a little festival. So I was just very proud of her. And then I always pay attention to what the adults are talking about. And then mm-hmm. they talked about having her go play at a restaurant after that, the barbecue warehouse. And my mom was all excited, and she went home and she told my dad, Frank, get ready because we're going to go play at the barbecue warehouse. And then he's like, what? They started playing at that restaurant, and we were at that restaurant for like 15 years.
Wow.
So your daughter pretty much gave you the, what Kiko Rogelio said, la patada.
Yes.
Let's get on the road.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I started because I saw her play with her band, mm-hmm. and I saw the accordion player, and I was like, I want to play the accordion. There was something about the accordion. I wanted to learn it.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It's such a, it's an interesting instrument. I mean, growing up, I wanted to learn how to play guitar. I learned it finally, did bajo, bass, but for some reason, the accordion always grabbed me, and I just never picked it up. And I go, this is such an awesome instrument, especially for our culture. I mean, it's mm-hmm. something that really niches to home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I like about that, but go mm-hmm. on.
So I wanted one really bad, and I kept asking my parents since the summer for one in Christmas. I want one for Christmas. And they finally got me one for Christmas, and I remember opening it up, and I could remember how it smelled and everything.
There you go.
And I locked myself up in the room, and I figured out three songs.
There you go.
Then I came back out, and we always put shows on for them.
There you go.
So, like, sit down, you know, and they sit down for the 100th time, and then I played my songs, and they were just amazed because no one was there sitting with me.
Right.
And then I just kept doing that. I would get home and I would throw my books and I would get the accordion. I would practice on my own with a cassette or the radio, or mom would sing and I would match her pitch.
Right.
And then she was playing at church, and I called it the old lady choir. The choir was full of old ladies.
Without one of the people. Without.
So I asked mom, I remember the day I asked her, I was like, Mom, can I go to choir practice with you? And she was like, yes, you can. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking down the walkway to the church with my accordion, real excited. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of the songs, but I learned it there.
By ear?
And then I played it there, and mm-hmm. I was ready for Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I did that every week. So that was like my training mm-hmm. through the church, having that one practice with the choir, and then being ready for Sunday morning.
There you go.
And the first day that I played, that first Sunday, I'll never forget it. I wasn't shy. I think I was more excited. I wasn't nervous. And then when I finished, this old man came up, and he always sits in the front. Everybody has their own spot at the church, right? So
he always
sits in the front, and he came up to me and he gave me a $20
bill. I'm on that.
And he was like, "Hear me, huh? You did so good." I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited.
$20.
I was so excited. Let's go to Pulga, mama." So that's how I started with the accordion mm-hmm. at the church. And then when she was playing at the restaurant, the barbecue warehouse with my dad,
mm-hmm.
my sister and I would stay at home with the babysitter, but we didn't want to stay.
Right. Martha,
you're watching.
Martha.
She loved us so much, and we were horrible. And we didn't want to stay home.
But we had little rhythm instruments because mom, like how we tell Michael, sit down, don't make noise.
Yeah, Mike.
She would say, okay, if you're going to be at the church, you need to be quiet. And here's your maracas, here's your tambourine here. So we're not running around. We can play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like we just take our instruments, you know, let's go play with mom. Let's go. But we didn't say anything. We wanted to keep it. And it was hard to keep the instruments quiet.
Right, of course.
Get them in the car or whatever. And then mom's playing. And I guess we snuck up on there we started playing with them, and the Winter Texans at the time who were watching, get them up there.
Oh,
so then it changed from Mari Sus Anhelos, which was her old band, to Mari and Family. We joined mom and dad at the restaurant.
Okay.
With our instruments.
That restaurant was a barbecue warehouse. I don't know.
Where STC is now. Right on the border in Business 83.
Yes.
Very good beans. Very good.
I missed
that. Had a big rocking chair.
Yes,
and everybody took pictures on there. That place.
That was
home. That's where we grew. Bob was Nap.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Focus, my dad. Focus. Not hungry.
We would get food afterwards.
We would get paid, and then they would give us dinner. So we loved going. We played there Monday through Saturday. Right? Monday through Friday. We had two shows a night. Because it would get so full. The Winter Texans would line up outside of the building, and we didn't understand why they wanted to go see us.
Right.
We didn't understand it, but they were, you know, the owner's like, we're going to have to make two shows. We're going to have a break in between so we can get the next, you know, people in.
And
okay. We didn't understand.
It was all white hair.
We learned like Snowbird or, you know, Q-tips, Winter Texans. And they would tell us, you know, those are our nicknames. And we just learned a lot of their culture because that's who our friends were.
Right.
I want to say as little kids, our friends were the Winter Texans that came down to see us.
They're your fans.
Right.
Yeah. So we grew up with our instruments playing at the barbecue house every day.
Wow.
That's where we practiced. If mom wanted to throw a new song in there, we didn't have time to practice at home. That was where we would go after school.
Do nomás sigue,
so she would just listen to this song and then join when you're okay. So she would sing a part of it. She would look at me, okay, go.
Almost.
Play it.
That's how
we did it. It was church and at that restaurant that just our training and
playing by ear.
Playing by ear.
None of us got
Yeah, we didn't know about notes.
We didn't take any lessons.
And then the young ladies on the outside, when did they come into the scene?
Well, I was her follower. Like, whatever she told me to do,
I was the only one. I was the one with the ideas, and she would actually do it and get in trouble.
She was the executor.
We're going to jump off of the roof, okay?
So she was
the
brave
three.
One.
You
I
two,
would see her
you
go.
Need to talk. You need to talk.
They have a lot of
she wanted to join. She wanted to play the bass. You want to tell them how you guys started with the bass?
Well, that was like our family band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, my dad would let me play the last song of the set. Like,
oh, okay.
He's like, here, like, this is how you play it. You know, play the last song.
Mm-hmm.
So I would play the last song. I'm like, man, the bass is so heavy. But it was cool because I know Elisa's very outgoing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to shine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite. I don't like to be in the spotlight. So
don't look at me.
Yes, that was what she was. She still says it.
That's
my line. Don't look at me.
Exactly.
Ma'am, there's like 12 people looking at you right now.
The bass was like actually went along with my personality where it's like you're still involved, you're playing music, but you're on the side.
Right.
And you're not really like the focal point. It's like you, Elisa, look at her. But I still got to play music. And then, you know, little by little, I was playing more songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until later on that when we were adults that I took on the full role of playing the bass.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because my dad was the bassist for the longest time. And then when we restarted the group again later on as adults, we started Texas Sweethearts. And I was like,
bye,
girls only, by dad.
Girls only, by father.
Yes.
Too bad it took us out.
Yeah, so there was a break in there. There was a break in there where we didn't play because a lot of us, we had to start school.
Right.
And
you
we couldn't.
School.
I was in school.
I was
in
school.
Having kids.
And having kids, too. I was having my kids. Yeah. So there was. It was very hard to get our schedules together to play that way. And
right.
But once she graduated and things started getting a little easier, we missed it. She's like, we got to do it again.
Right.
But all girls this time.
Right.
So that started in 2013. And that's when we met Minnie.
That was a joy for me because, you know, a lot of times I mean, this is how they grew up in the music, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. And to me, it was very important because I wanted to be the one to raise them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And so by doing the music together, you know, we were working together, mm-hmm, and we were home together. And so, mm-hmm, that to me was very important.
She was always around.
If, mm-hmm, it was not for that, you know, it's just something that I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Right, right.
And so when we had to stop because our schedules just could not meet up and we could not book, you know, any of the shows when we're all together, mm-hmm, when it came out of them to say, we want to do this.
Right.
It was, you know, music to my ears, right, because I knew that they loved it and I knew that they missed it and I knew, mm-hmm, that they wanted to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. And you guys speaking right now, and I'm not sure if you feel the sense, but you can feel the unity. I mean, being that they're family,
right?
I mean, but how much music has inspired them through the years, mm, to continue going, and you can feel the emotional when she talks about her strawberry bass.
I was wondering, like, Marty, do you think you have your father's taste in music? Is that where it comes from,
or is it just my father had a beautiful voice, mm-hmm, and my mom would harmonize with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and so. Yes, and my grandfather, my mom's dad, would play the fiddle in the mountains of Tula, Tamaulipas.
Oh, wow.
So music comes from, you know, generations back.
Right. Your side, not
dad. Yeah, on my
on
side
my
of
side.
The family. My mom's side of the family, not my
sorry,
husband.
Dad.
Sorry.
Sorry.
They're all teachers.
They're all teachers,
hey,
he likes
mom.
To say. So, yes, the harmony between them. And now the harmony between, like, Elisa will harmonize with me. I tried teaching my husband many times how to harmonize. He could never get it right. But Elisa all of a sudden just started doing it. And like,
she taught me how to do it. She didn't know how to play accordion, but she just know how to direct me.
Like,
so she was like, she goes, if I'm singing in this note, you're singing in this note.
Right.
So then I learned, oh, okay, I need
the
to be this far
octave,
apart.
The
and
octave.
We didn't know the terms. We didn't know any
right.
of that. It was just.
Again,
just showing back
just showing,
and forth.
That's awesome.
Then,
right.
So she helped me a lot. Like again, we couldn't rewind the radio. That's how I could hear that song. I had to wait for the same song to come out again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to break. I'm going to break for an hour.
We're very close. I had more fun being with my family than with friends at school. Or we traveled together. We had fun. We would go eat after we would play, and
right,
we made
right.
goals as
we
a
were
family.
Working, yeah.
We knew we were working, but it also felt
it
like
was fun.
Yeah, it was
fun.
Fun. And my parents taught us about, hey, what do you guys want to do this summer? Oh, we want to stay at a hotel, or we want to go to the beach, or we want to go to the zoo. And he tells us how much it is. My dad would say, this is how much it's going to be. This is how much we need to make. This is how many gigs we have. So we all can put. You know, so he would calculate everything and we would see the numbers. And then by the time, you know, we were at the hotel and because we all paid for it. We all made a plan and we all did it together.
Right.
I thought that was really neat that he was teaching us because he would pay us.
And that
was
the manager dad.
Yeah, we would get paid. We got paid. We got paid well. I want to say we got paid well when we were little. And more.
$20 a game. Yeah.
We're on a good budget right now, Dad.
We started with a dollar first. And then we'd go to Stripes and get pickles.
Yeah, we would get our $10 money.
We had our little
we got paid.
Diana would spend her money on candy and junk food. I love buying SpaghettiOs and Campbell's soups. Amanda would leave her wallet at home and say that she forgot her wallet.
I still do that. Hey, mom, el dinero, mom, para los biles. Para los biles.
No, that's genius.
It's
brilliant.
So
family and co-workers.
Yeah, so then you got to see how she got started. And then Diana, well, she was small. You know, she was small. Mm-hmm. And she would see us and she would go to the shows, you know, to all the shows with us. But she knew the songs.
Knew
I could see
songs.
Her sitting in the front with the kids.
I wasn't playing anything. They gave me the tip basket.
The cute one, pass it around.
She's dancing.
This is cute, bro.
She's super cute.
Brilliant.
So the Winter Texans would have their shows, and they would pass the hat.
Pass
they called
hat.
It pass the hat.
Yeah.
But I could see her in the front row that she
knew
the
she
songs.
She knew the songs.
She knew the rhythms and everything.
She
and so at a certain time, you know, we let her come in here, and she'd, you know, be playing the rhythms with us.
Uh-huh.
And then one day we had a big show in, was it in Mercedes? I think it was in Mercedes.
Really?
It was
huge,
a big,
RV
huge
park.
RV park, a big, beautiful stage.
Wow.
And we presented her with her
red boots.
With her red boots.
I'm gonna,
she
oh,
was part of the band.
I was part of the band.
Yes.
She wasn't yeah. just in it because she was born. Like, we all had to, like,
learn our way. Yeah. So, yeah, I had to do, I had to be with the basket.
You had to pay your dues.
Yeah.
You had to pay your dues.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was
but
doing.
She deserved them. She
yeah.
earned her boots.
There
she
you
earned
go.
So we
yeah.
do have a CD with her singing songs.
Yes, yes.
But I was so proud of them. I was so proud of them. And then at some point they started being envious of my son Michael because Michael would dance for the Winter Texans. And they
Michael
would
was the dancer of the show.
And
guys,
pretty soon he was making more money than they were. And
he had his own tip jar.
Not fair.
He had his own tip jar.
Just to let you know, guys, Mike was on one of our podcasts. And by day, he works where he works, and by night, he works Chippendales. But that's a whole different other story. We'll get him on the podcast soon enough. Ladies, be prepared. Bring out the 20s. So you came in at a later time
mm-hmm.
and said, you know what? She knows what she's doing. Get her
mm-hmm.
up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how did you feel when you got up there on stage with your sisters and your mom?
I mean, I was excited. I couldn't wait. At first, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just with the tip basket. At first, I didn't feel like it was an important role. I was like, okay,
it was the most important role.
Yeah, it was to them, but I'm like, I'm not in the band still. So I guess I'll dance, right? So I'll dance. And then after a while, I didn't know what else to do. So that's when I started writing my name on the floor. After I didn't have any more moves.
She would write
thing.
Her name with her feet.
They're like, I don't know what she's doing. She just keeps moving. And that was my thing. Like, I remember with the tip basket.
No,
yeah. And then I might also the choir. I remember that. And the old ladies. And, and then learning all the songs.
Cuidado con los viejitos.
Sorry. They're not here anymore. They're not here. But I was excited because I love to sing. I did learn all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I still love to sing to this day. I still feel like I haven't really mastered an instrument. I still feel like I need to. I still need to earn my spot.
She plays guitar. She sings harmony.
Well,
yeah.
That's how she got.
She plays percussion.
Well, because I started. I did hair. I told them I can do the band. I have my career, guys. Like I have too much going on, but. I tell everybody that I got pressured into the
Mom had hand surgery. So Amanda was playing the guitar with us for a little bit,
okay.
But then we just kept her with us.
Yeah, and I think Dana was the one,
yes.
You already know your part takes you hearts already. Like you've
it's
been,
we
like,
were it was for the longest time it was us three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as of recent, like again,
mom's
like my mom's hands, she needed help because we have 4-hour gigs sometimes.
Yeah.
So Amanda was playing guitar and I was like, Amanda, you know how to play guitar, right? We all know how to play guitar. I was like, just do it.
You know, so
I got very stressed out
yeah.
when they were asking me.
Yeah.
I was like, I do. Yes, I do. And I guess I can step
I
up now. I guess it's been very long
she
enough.
She gets
to...
on stage, follow me. We're playing Guns N' Roses.
Now I take the job seriously and they're like, wait a minute, whose idea was to get her in this? It was yours, wasn't it?
Now we're having
so now I'm known as Satriani, Steve Vai, Eddie Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Oh, remember she was collecting the money.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah,
it was
kind of
like the same little girl that used to come up here and get their money. Now she's on stage.
I'm trying to earn my spot again. I don't know. No,
she's doing good.
I'm in the
she's
band. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I like having another family.
And it's better that it's our family, too.
Absolutely. It's like I said, you can feel the connection. I mean, yes, family, I understand. But as far as music.
They like each other. Right? They like each other.
Do your gigs.
During the gig there. But what did they... Who took my gel? Who took my hairspray? I know you took
Amanda,
it.
Amanda ends up with all her makeup.
Yes,
I'm missing my foundation. I'm missing my brush.
I'm
missing
my
she has it.
I'm in the beauty industry.
I'm
going to
do everybody's
girl.
Makeup.
No, it gets chaotic. We got really busy.
No, it is. It is. What you see on stage, there's a lot more
behind
that.
The scenes, yeah.
Wow.
And then I feel like because we're women, I feel like we're pressured more to like, that we have to dress up or something. I don't like to, but Even mom's like, mija, when you need to brush your hair. No, you need to put some makeup on.
No. You're the star of the show.
I always wanted to dress like the guys. Like when I would see guys just in a bed, I'm like, look, they're wearing jeans and they're wearing their t-shirt. You know, I always wanted to just worry about my instrument. I didn't want to, but you know, mom, I have my mom and my sister pushing me, and then Diana, you're in the front, you know, you gotta make an effort. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yes,
I know
you
wanted
to be
there
in the
spotlight.
And then I wish I could go early, like she's played with other bands, I've played with her bands. Sometimes they meet up early before the actual show to have a beer, or hang out afterwards, and I'm like, oh, the sitter, or I have to go home. Yeah, like the kids are only going to be watching a certain amount of time, so that's kind of hard. And then
we're women, we take care of
I feel like sometimes we're all very emotional,
exactly.
And other times we're okay, you know, and we're, you know, it's just very different, like being in a woman band, a family band.
Yeah,
and then
we do get along. This is our time spent together.
Speaking of girl power, that's how we met Minnie. So mom got on Craigslist, and she saw an ad, and it was from Minnie Loredo, and it was, where are all the female musicians?
There you go.
Okay. So mom responded, and then she came over to play at our grandma's house with us for our first practice in Edinburgh, and we hit it off after that.
That's awesome.
Like she knew all the styles.
She knew more about music than we knew about music.
Oh, like, okay, I got you.
And she just started to drums, but it wasn't going to stop her. Like she knew she was going to get better as she went. And
right,
we never had a drummer. It was just always a percussion. So we were so excited to have this female drummer who knew all the songs that we we grew up listening to. She listened to it. So
right
away, we started practicing. And then there's this lady, Kitty D, who plays with
Gatos Locos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. And she was throwing a show called Chingona Fest. She was throwing a show, Chingona Fest. And we happened to go to, I guess, a Hermes or a Melhart or something, and we saw the flyer. Guys, should we call? Like, it was a sign or something. Let's play our first, let's find a place to play. And we saw that, let's call and see if there's still a place. Mom called, and Kitty's like, I'll give you my spot. So Kitty gave she gave her spot to us, and that was our first gig as Texas Sweethearts. And we didn't have the name. Mom had to make a name. We didn't have a name. And
we
did name
not
ourselves.
Have a name for the band.
So she came up with Texas Sweethearts, and Diana and I were like,
we are sweethearts. Whatever mom says goes. So that's how it landed.
So that was our first gig at Chingona Fest with Minnie. Kitty D's slot and our new name, and it just stuck, and we've been playing together ever since.
That's awesome.
So 2013.
That's awesome.
2013.
That's really awesome.
That's right.
You know, to have, like I said, the unity itself. You can, if you guys could be in the studio where we're at right now, you could feel that unity, that love, that awesomeness, man.
I mean, we're used to, like, when bands come in, as much as they might flow together, you know, they're artistic people, and sometimes artistic people tend to clash.
There's a subtle difference. It's not much.
I tell my son, you're not autistic, you're authentic. We gotta pay some bills. And I think we might have something a little special for you guys in a little bit. So let's go ahead and go straight into our sponsor real quick. Let me jump right in there. Hold on one second. There we go. Big shout out. You guys can go ahead and just move the mics. You can go ahead and get what you need to get. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. If you get a problem, it's a residential, give Triple J a call. Hold on one second. Let me just put it there. Give Triple J a call. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622. Or you can call Jerry at 956-478-5316. They handle residential. They are licensed plumbers. We've had a couple of customers call them. 4 plumbing jobs, but they say, please, we've seen the videos in your commercials.
Yes.
Please come with your clothes on.
Apparently, this is a thing. This is a thing. No, they are actual professionals. They will show up fully clothed.
Yeah. So, yeah, they will be shown fully clothed.
Yes.
Don't believe everything you see on TikTok.
They also do commercial work? I've heard that
they don't do commercial work.
They don't do commercial work. It's only residential.
Let's keep that straight.
Okay.
But yeah, great guys. Give them a call. Let them know Chewy News sent you. Also, big shout out to Lalito in Edinburgh, Texas. Press Start Gaming, located at 521 South Klausner Boulevard, Unit B, Edinburgh, Texas 7539-956-215-6254 for buy, sell, trade games. If you want to reach out to Lalo here, man, got some great stuff going on over there.
Or if you're looking for a game, he can probably help you find it.
He'll probably help you locate it. Yes. Also, big shout out to Lalo, man. He went up to Corpus Christi for a great anime festival up there.
Yeah.
You know, he was in charge of the gaming. He said there was a lot of kids up there playing left and right.
Yep.
But, you know,
a lot of old school games being traded around, it's really hitting those old school games.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They are hitting, man. But big shout out to Lalito, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for being a sponsor with us. If you head out there, let them know Chewy News sent you. Big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery.
Buzz Bull.
Guys, I'm pretty sure the sweethearts know this. I'm pretty sure Texas sweethearts know that. Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westco, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. Guys, if you go to Buzz Bull Creamery, not only do you get ice cream, but you get infused liquor ice cream.
That's right.
I can see one lady staring into this is like, we're going after we get out of here.
We've got our attention.
We got our attention now. Great ice cream. And they have non-buzz for the kids if they want to go buy.
Right.
Now, if you want to put in a bed, give them buzz. But no, shouldn't do that.
Don't
tell anyone. Just do it. No, you didn't hear from us.
Yeah.
But talk to Vitty down there, man. She has some great stuff. Coffee, ice cream, milkshakes also. She has it all. Give her, let her know that Chewing Essentials, she'll gladly help you guys out. Next big sponsor of ours, Anora Construction. Yes. Commercial, residential, construction. You look at these guys, call them at 956-636-7195. Great guy, great craftsmanship, guys. These guys are highly professional, and they are licensed. They're doing great things. They will be on our podcast in November.
Yes.
Talking about some great things they'll be doing in Brownsville, I believe. They say in Brownsville, Harlingen. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good one, guys. But a big shout out to those guys out there. Give them a call. Let them know Chewy News. And last but not least, it's going to be kind of embarrassing saying this because there's ladies in the podcast.
Oh, just do it.
Yeah, close your ears, Mom. Rest of the ladies, please close your ears. Don't look.
Or don't.
Rabbit Hole, located in Palmview, Texas on North Oklahoma Road. Phone number 956-599-0103. Guys, they are closing their doors.
Going out of business sale going on right now.
Liquor, smoke, tattoo machines. Please close your ears, ladies. Adult novelties. Guys, you want to head out there? Choose favorite spot. I mean, he's literally...
Adult novelties.
He's liquidating all the stuff there, so you might hurry up.
I got a lot of store credit.
We'll be taking most of the stuff. Yes. Give him a call. Let him know. Chewy News sent you, man.
I got a lot of store credit.
You got a lot of stuff. They get credit there? They do now.
To me.
They do now. Jesus, guys. And as you can see here, ladies and gentlemen, we got to have a little special... Here first, second time, but this time we have great audio. at least I hope.
But, we have no snowbirds in the studio.
I know. And cuidado con los viejitos.
I get it.
But the sweethearts are going to play us a little something. Hopefully I can get this. Guys, if you let me know, I'll try to clean up as best as possible. I'm going to go give a pause here. Come back right here and work on that audio so I can clean it up for you guys. But they're going to play us a little something. Little something. And go, oh, hold on. I got something else here I got to put up. I'm sorry. Here we go. What does it say? You still look, you know, bro. Okay, well, hey, what? Look like the Kardashians. Okay.
Block those people.
Well, who is this people? I'm blocking that. Okay.
Block them.
But, guys, the stage. Is that a compliment?
No.
Should we be offended?
Yes.
Yes, you should. No matter. Guys, I give you the Texas Sweethearts to play a little something. Guys, take it away. You got it. I can't say that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Let me put the caption down here so they know what it is.
Dale, one of my favorite accordion players is Esteban Jordan.
Oh my God.
I got Stevie Jordan.
I got a story for you when you finish the song. Go ahead. Oh my God.
Good people.
Talk about meant to be.
I didn't get to see him live, but I discovered him on YouTube, and the first song I heard him play was El Cascabel, and it blew me away because I've only heard that song on guitar, and I hadn't heard it on accordion, and he played it amazing.
Yeah.
So it took me a long time to
please
learn it. And now
take
we
your time.
Play together.
Take
so this one's El Cascabel.
Please, audio, don't fail on me, please. Oh my gosh. Check it out. Here we go.
Thank you. me one time. Damn, that was amazing.
They're my wife's like, they're amazing. They're amazing.
That was amazing. Oh my gosh, man, that is coming from a fan. Oh my gosh, oh, that is, it brought back so much memory when you said
Esteban Jordan, and I'll tell you a little story right now, but before I get to that, it's amazing, man. I mean, there's nothing more to say to that. It's just an amazing sound. I mean, even the first time I heard you guys at Alfresco, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
These guys are kick-ass.
we just really enjoy it. I think that's – they don't really make much money. It was just because you grew up doing it, and it's part of you. If you don't do it, you feel off. You feel not yourself.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep doing it.
Yeah,
I wanted to share some of my favorite, my favorite memories. We were able to travel all over the United States, even if we didn't have money, just because we knew how to play music.
Right.
And like, how did we do that? My dad had a Suburban. It was my mom, my dad, and he used a map, not Google Maps.
He would use a highlighter
and everything. And the Winter Texans, some of them really became our friends, and they lived up north in different places, Missouri, Ohio, Washington, Maine, and all these different states. And some of them would invite us during the summer. They'd come stay with us. We'll find you a place to play. Come stay with us, and we'll, you know, you can play with us. Stay with us here. We'll feed you, whatever. So they, my parents said, okay. So we did that. They made arrangements with all the Winter Texans in the different states.
Wow.
And then we went and we would stay with them, play, go to the next place, stay. And the way we would get our money was that we would ask for permission from a restaurant or any place.
Right.
Can we play here?
Right.
And they would look at our family, you know, the parents with all these little kids. And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. We would set up and we would play. We'd have our tip jar. And they would we would make enough money for more gas or for a hotel or for more food. And that's how we would get from one place to another. We were able to see, like, Mount Rushmore. We were able to see.
Always South Dakota.
We went to Niagara Falls. We went everywhere. Buffalo, New York, we went to Canada. We didn't have much money.
Maine.
But it was all made possible because we played.
You know, just
playing and then putting in the tip jar, just a little bit more money to keep going, keep going, keep going. I'm never going to forget that. We've seen places that look like they come out of a National Geographic magazine.
Yeah.
So I want to really say, like, I'm very grateful just for playing music. And it can take you many places and make you meet a lot of people.
That's a blessing in and of itself.
So I'm never going to forget our trips.
Those stay with you forever, man.
Absolutely.
Those stay with you forever.
Those are great memories.
I mean, personally, if they would have came up to me, can we play? I see all these little kids. They're like, hey, man. It's your Brady Bunch, okay?
Yes. They used to tell us we were the Mexican. They would tell us, you're like the Mexican Partridge Family. They would tell us that, the Mexican Partridge Family or the Mexican Brady Bunch.
It's some, who's Marsha?
Calm down, Jen.
Oh my God!
Did you want to sing another song? Did you have time for another one?
Yeah, we'll get one right before we get off the air. I'd love to get you guys on.
This one, who did it?
I was gonna tell you when you said Esteban Jordan, that brought back a lot of memories. I was having a birthday party. I was 4 years old at the time, four years old. My dad was a truck driver. He would deliver brick. And at that time, Esteban Jordan was, this was back in, I think, 79, 80.
Yeah.
He was huge.
When he was huge, yeah.
Huge, and still is to today, even though he's no longer with us. But my dad, when they had called him, he used to work at Mora Brick back in the day. They called him, hey, we need you to make a delivery to, I think it was in Elsa at the time, because I think it's where Esteban Jordan was living at the time. And nobody wanted to do it. My dad goes, yeah, I'll do it. I'll go. And it's extra money or time. I'll do it. And so he takes off. And then he comes back. And, you know, he says nothing. And then he starts telling the story when I'm older. And this story he told me. He goes, that day I went to go leave brick. And I left it at Stephen Jordan's house. They're moving his house. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. So he goes, I took it under my power to say, hey, well, I came on a Sunday. I usually don't work on Sundays, but I love your music. My son's having a birthday party in 2 weeks. It was October. In 2 weeks, I would love for you to come by. And, I mean, just come by and have a plate. You know, just having you there would be an awesome, awesome thing for my son to meet you. I don't know who the guy was. I don't know who the guy is. 4 years, 5 years old. Who the hell is the guy? So my birthday party happens, and my dad was very compadres with a bandit band back in the day. And he had a country western band playing at my birthday. 4 years old, country western band. But that was the first time I fell in love with the guitar. I was like, wow, guitar, man. I want to play like that. That's cool, cool. So I fell in love to play guitar after that. And I'm there playing with my friends, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, this Cadillac car comes up with no roof, not just drove a convertible, drives up, parks in the front yard. And I'm looking at it, like, who's that? And I'm looking at it, and I ran with, Dad, someone's here. He goes, Ken, I get somebody over there, Dad. I don't know who that is. And he comes over, he does this, Martha Mingo. He runs to the car, and he gets out. He has the eye patch on. He goes to the trunk. He pulls out his accordion, black accordion. He got the diamond tips on the rail. I'm like, wow, looking at it. Okay. So I'm looking at him, and he goes, get us in, who's the birthday boy? Aww. And I go, me. Hey, chiquito, happy birthday. Like, thank you. And he goes, están tocando, vengo a tocar acá. And then the band that was there, they were like, holy crap. So he gets up there. They play Cascabel. Yep. One, hey. Two, they play El Gacho Pa' Dentro. They play, I forgot. There's another song he plays. There's so many great songs he wrote. Mm-hmm. And that was the memory of it right there. When you said that, I'm like, wow. 1978 just went whoop, right across my eyes. I'm like, oh, and my dad to the day, he's like, he's still amazed today. I cannot believe he showed up. even the guys there. Oye, compadre, ni sabía el rato cuando me juego. No me a la madre si es.
Speaking of showing up.
He showed up, you know, and he didn't have to. And he showed up. That was so cool about him. And he played for about at least an hour. Wow. And then he took off, got his plate, ate, and took off.
Cat turned out good food.
I swear to God, that birthday party in the block was the biggest birthday. Everybody from the neighborhood just came. My backyard looked like a Lollapalooza. I mean, it looked like Woodstock. Mind you. There were people that we didn't even know. They were getting, who are you? I'm three streets down. But yeah, that's why we said that. Like, wow, Flash, man, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I know we're already 57 minutes into the podcast. It's a great podcast. We should do 1 hour.
It's an amazing podcast,
especially with the music. I got people going left, right, people jumping on, applauding, and everything. I know we have social medias that you might want to toss out before we can go into this last song that you're coming into. Social media, so we can catch you guys. Yeah, I can give you the paper. We have the paperwork here. So get it. It's so cute. She got here. Read this.
Well, it was for me, but.
Now, social media, so they can follow you guys and everywhere. Go ahead.
Well, first, I have my mom's phone number. You can call her at 956-454.
For business.
For business, people.
For business.
For business. 454-2794. And Mari de Hoyos. And if she doesn't answer, you can call my dad, Frank de Hoyos. My dad. 956-778-3753.
There you go.
956-778-3753. Mm-hmm. We also have an email if you want us to play at a place or something, book us. It's called lastexassweethearts@gmail.com. So lastexsweethearts@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's our email. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TexasSweethearts. Mm-hmm. And on TikTok, it's @TheTexasSweethearts. And What else? Do we do the cash up?
But I keep thinking about cash app.
Yeah. Oh, that cash up, that is for that's for anybody that wants to make donations for Mini Loredo.
Yes.
That's why I wrote that on there.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you were talking about showing up. I wanted to thank Jennifer Peña for showing up for Mini Mo at the hospital at the cemetery.
That's wonderful. Awesome.
She
awesome.
Went and she Mini Mo had her tattoo. Jennifer Peña on her arm and Joey Jimenez. So those were her two favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I just messaged her. Yeah, she asked where the hospital was and she showed up.
That's awesome.
Minnie couldn't respond, but
I'm pretty sure
she sang. Jennifer sang to her. It just brought you to tears because you could feel her song.
Right,
you could feel she sang for her.
Right.
And so when you said showing up, and they don't have to, she showed up.
Yeah.
And then again at the cemetery, she showed up and she was there sitting right next to Minnie's mom.
That's awesome, man.
So
awesome.
There's still, we had a couple of stuff going on for her to raise money, and we just finished our own dance on Sunday. But there's still more stuff going on. So if you're in San Antonio, there's going to be an event for Mini Mo Loredo on the 12th of October. They're going to have a tamale sale. They're going to have Meet the Artist, or Chente Barrera and some other artists. Jaime Teando is going to donate a basket. So there's going to be some fun stuff going on October 12th at Janie's Record Shop in San Antonio. So she reached a lot of people, their hearts everywhere. So there was even people in San Antonio that wanted to do something for her. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be done on the 12th. So follow us on, you know, on our social media. And if you want to help out Mini Mo, we also have a Cash App. Her brother, it's $77 Loredo, Loredo. So if you want to, you know, for funeral expenses, hospital bills for her family, we would appreciate it. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you for that.
And if you wouldn't mind sending us
that link. We'll throw it on our on our Facebook page
and Instagram.
I got that person that was earlier saying that you've been getting tips from the Kardashians. They say you can read this here if you want. If you're wondering who this is, it's Whisper Babies, something like that. I don't know who that is. That's freaking me out.
It's the way you ran it.
Any of these ladies ever need bolts or screws for their instruments, holler at Joe at Ace Bolt and Screws in Bar.
Hey.
There you go.
I got one loose in my brain.
Me too.
For your leg, man. I'm glad you have not scared the legs. Do not even try yet. We don't have time. Don't do that, all right?
Be a sponsor for the show.
But anyways, guys, I know they want to go and do one more. We're going to get one more performance out of them before they leave. When they do this last song, we will sign off. What a great episode this is. So far, the audio hasn't screwed up on me.
So let's wrap this up.
Great idea going direct to the internet because it's been smooth ever since.
Yes.
So, guys, we're going to go with one more song before we close these beautiful doors today because this is a great episode out of
so many
we've had. This is like one of the greatest ones. But I give you the Texas Sweethearts. Here we go.
I think this one was by Elvis or what? Mm-hmm. You heard Elvis sing it. It's called That's All Right, Mama.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's all right, Mama. Yeah, that's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way to you. That's all right. 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 Now, Mama, any way. Yeah, Mama, she does it all.
Much, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Come back anytime.
Can you have it next week again? Can you be our personal
in-house band?
In-house band? I promise $1 for each one of y'all.
There's lots of stories. I'll give you $20.
No, guys, keep doing what you guys are doing. The music is awesome.
Hopefully we'll see you at another Fresco.
Yes, hopefully we'll see another Fresco again. I know you guys have been gigging all over the place. I've seen your Facebook. Guys, go to their Facebook page, follow, subscribe to anything they put on YouTube, anything on TikTok. Follow like crazy because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, first female band that I've seen personally, myself, are you guys. I mean, I know there's a lot of female bands out there. I'm pretty sure there is. But to actually have you in the studio and talk to you and hear the stories, it's inspiring, you know, that because, you know, there's a lot of bands out there that try their best and then eventually it's...
For one reason or another, maybe they don't make it. Maybe,
yeah,
you know.
it's always comes to the top dog. Who wants to hear the top? And it's not all about that. It's about the music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hearing you ladies' stories, man, the way it comes, especially mom mm-hmm. starting off from it pretty much set the ground barrier. Said, this is the way it's going to go. This is where it's going to stay. Yeah. And that's it. And go, we're family thick through thick and thin. Blood is thicker than water. So
well, don't forget, her kids pimping her out.
My mom can do it. Phone number.
My mom can do that.
Mama can do that. Put her on stage. At a young age, by the way.
She's but, very young. Yeah.
But I mean, it's awesome to know that there is a family of unity in musicians within you guys, and that's awesome. Good job, mom.
Thank you. Great job.
Good job, everyone. Yeah.
Too bad you don't got that one dancing away. But mine goes out. Not part of the podcast.
He tries.
Yeah. I want to thank him too because you know I didn't think that he would be wanting to you know put us on the spotlight.
Michael is supportive. He's
so.
Gone to my shows even if they're not Texas Sweethearts. I was in this other band called Monstruo Bohemio, mm-hmm. and he went and saw me play, and it was like the best compliment I've ever heard him say. He goes, "Accordion is metal."
Yeah.
I never forgot that.
Yeah, so we want to thank you.
That's awesome.
For that.
That's awesome.
It has meant a lot to us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I have to mention, Mike did bring it up to me. We're at work, and he told, "Hey, man, my mom's band's gonna be playing at a fresco man. They're going to be there. I go, really? He goes, yeah. You might want to go check them out. He goes, oh, I'll go check them out. I'll take a swing by and check it out because I'm not having anything that week. I'll take a bite.
That was a favor.
What music?
Ooh, where's that? Where?
Shut up, Joe.
Michael also sponsored our t-shirts.
There you go.
Hardworking money.
There you go.
Put into our shirts.
There you go.
Well, I'm sure they can be ordered on
yes,
on
definitely.
Facebook pages.
Yeah,
catch
us
a
message.
Awesome.
We'll meet with you.
Fantastic.
I got the wife saying best show ever. She's applauding like crazy.
Thank you, wife. What's your name?
Wally, I was here too. Did you see me? I was here.
She's never replied. This thing has rollers. No, but guys, I appreciate you guys coming out. I would love to have you guys back again.
Thank you for having us.
Like I said, we have people asking, you want to be in the podcast? You're going to have to wait till January, bro. But I know, unless you ladies want to come back,
we can cancel people out.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Who cares if the American West Coast coming in? We'll push them aside. Come on in. I know we have something coming up in December, big, something that we have been putting together. We still haven't set it in stone yet.
It's a little thing that we've been working on as part of the show.
Yeah, something to give back. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet. But as soon as we get everything, how to say, dot the I's and cross the T's, we will let you know ASAP.
Yep.
Texas Sweethearts, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. I appreciate you guys. Continue what you're doing. Nothing but blessings your way.
Gracias.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for today.
Another one in the books, man.
It was a great podcast.
Fantastic show.
But it was awesome. I appreciate you, buddy, coming on to the podcast and to enjoy this incredible show.
Well, thank you for picking me up. This is your fault.
But anyways, guys, we will be back next week. Next week is our first one. So we're going on Tuesday again next week at 7:30 here for our next special guest. Tune in. We'll have a commercial. Hopefully he doesn't come. But, I miss one.
No.
Yes, I do. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Follow, subscribe, follow Texas Sweethearts everywhere they post. Like, follow, and give the support to your local talents, guys. This is a great talent having the show. And that's all I can say about that, man. Any last words?
Stop looking at me!
Not a problem. We will see you next time.
I'm in trouble.
Guys, we'll see you next week.